investment of public trust money, whether the trust money consists of money and cannot be applied immediately or early due to the purpose of the trust. The trustee are bound to deposit the money in specified securities, bonds and specified financial institute. Nationalized bank like State Bank of India, Canara Bank, etc. Cooperative banks like Vasai Virar Cooperative Banks or Kurla Nagarik Bank. Specified foreign banks, World Bank, Bank of America. Specified institutes like industries like Reliance Industry, Hero Cycles, etc. Or trustees have seek a charity commissioner consent while making investment in purpose of immovable property. If the trust intends to make additional construction for objects, it is not necessary to take permission. However, it is said the construction is to earn more income than it is necessary to obtain prior consent from the charity commissioner. Charity commissioner has access to such application with a view whether to ascertain such construction would benefit to the trust, and a permission would be granted only by the charity commissioner is satisfied. There is mandatory restriction on the trustees of all public trusts not to sell, exchange or gift any immovable property belonging to public trust without the privy sanction of the charity commissioner. If the charity commissioner making a detailed inquiries finally comes to a conclusion that trustees have acted fraudulently, he will revoke the sanction and give direction to the concerned trustees to recover the property within 180 days. If the trustees fail to keep the steps of the recovery, charity commissioner can assess the advantage, receive the trustees and direct them to pay compensation to the trust. Thus, there is no prohibition for alienation of immovable property. Similarly, charity commissioner to make necessary inquiries about the truth and investigation of fraudulent. The offer which fetched the highest price is then selected by charity commissioner to will get the option to give the wide publicity in public newspaper. Every trustee is supposed to administer the affairs of the trust and utilize the fund and property of the trust as per the terms and conditions directed by the charity commissioner. There are some restrictions. For example, Charity Commissioner of Mumbai cannot give permission to any member of South Indian Charitable Organization to borrow money from open market or for buying any costly equipments in charitable run hospital unless the member gives genuine reason for same, which is beneficial for needy and poor patient. Charity Commissioner have powers to enter or inspect the property of the public trust and also calls for books for accounts or documents for the position of the trustees and get explanation from the trustees. Charity Commissioner has power to suspend, remove or dismiss any trustee if the trustee is found violable, persistent in making defaults claims, willful disobeys and orders issued by Charity Commissioner, continuously neglects the duty and commits a breach of trust, misappropriate of any trust property or convicted in any offence involving moral turpitude. Charity Commissioner also appoints new trustee under the certain circumstances. The Charity Commissioner having interest in trust can file a suit in district courts after obtaining consent of charity commissioner for appropriate action including removal of trustee and order in adjudication can be obtained. All public trusts have to pay annual a contribution to public trust administration fund. This contribution is rate not exceeding 5% of the gross annual income or the receipt of the trust. Trustees committing certain acts like not submitting application for the register of public trust, not sending memorandum or of immovable property belonging to the trust, or failure to invest money as specified by the failure or complete given direction given by the charity commission are liable for the punishment of fine ranging from ₹100 to ₹2,000. The power of charity commissioner is to issue direction to the hospital trust. Several hospitals are started and run by charitable trust under Bombay Register Public Trust. The trust avails the facilities and assistance in some condition on such big trust hospital to provide medical services to poor or not so well off persons. Charity commissioner or a competent authority has a power to direct public trust in maintaining the hospital, nursing home, maternity home, dispensaries or any other center for medical relief. They have direction to reserve and mark 10% of the total number of operation bed, 10% of the total capacity of the patient treated for medical examination under such act. To reserve 10% of the total operation bed on the weaker section of the people and to whom the rates would be charged as per the state government or state government authorities. Any public trust which is exclusively for medical relief and maintains a hospital dispensary or any other center such as medical relief has received any grant for land, building, any nominal concession rate has been exempted for the permission by the state government to continue or hold vacant space as per section 20 and 21 of the Urban Land Ceiling Act. Has central government or any local authority will be liable to follow requirements of the provision made under this reservation and specified for the number of patients for the free treatment or at the concessional rate. As per Indian Trust Act, which are not entitled to receive any remuneration for the services rendered by them are supposedly gratuitous. However, there is a provision under the trust deed permitting trustee to receive remuneration they can receive. It is also therefore advisable to insert an appropriate clause in trust deed regarding remuneration of the trustees. Similarly, the provisions regarding reimbursement and expenses incurred by the trustee should also be specified to avoid any complications later. Under the power of charity commissioner and state government to issue a direction of the respect of the hospital, etc., earmark certain beds for certain people. Charity commissioner or other competent authority, in the case of state health or public health, may extend the expenditure up to 5 lakhs or such other limit in state government by notification in the gadget. Having the record of accommodation of the facilities available to keep the admission of the medical centers open for a person discrimination of the ground of religion, sex, race, caste, place of birth, language, or any of them. Provided that where a medical center is exclusively for females, treatment for any males at such center shall not be insisted on. To reserve an earmark of 10% of the total operation bed or 10% of the total capacity of the medical center in each department of the medical patient seeking health or admission, who shall be medically examined, treated and admitted as a case, there may be a free of cost. To reserve certain 10% by the state government for corresponding medical centers under some of the weaker section for under the government schemes. It shall be lawful for officer duly authorized by the state government in his behalf or charity commissioner himself through representative or by himself to verify implementation of the directions given under this subsection in any medical center for their purpose, visit, inspect and call for the information and returns periodically or otherwise. In case there arises any dispute regarding the interpretation, implementation or any matter whatsoever, the respect of any direction under the subsection where they refer to state government or charity commissioner for appropriate direction. Noting in subsections where prejudicially medical facilities wherever it is necessary by state-abided public trust policies are exempted or it has been granted or received otherwise, which would later be changed into Bombay Public Trust Act and shall continue as therefore it is exceeded in the percentage of reserve or earmark category. The state head public trust, there are some other purposes for this section where state head public trust has been granted or there has been a given state exemptions under such provision of urban land for constructing a hospital. The classic example for which is 7 Hills Hospital Andheri, which is in the region of Mumbai suburb, it has a land concession and above mentioned clause where it is occupied by BMC and by a private entity. So the hospital holds both a free section as well as the commercial section of the hospital. Person belonging to weaker section means the person who has gone below poverty line stated by the government. If government body of a medical center gets the category of the patient duly verified, he can't be discriminated and the appropriate treatment or appropriate grant has to be authorized to that person to gain in the treatment. Notwithstanding anything contained to the foregoing of the provision under this section, any person who desires to undergo operation for sterilization or intraocular operations by the state on this behalf shall be contacted for the trial with this kind of services or trust or act. Scheme by Honorable Government, medical treatment at charitable hospitals, which is given by the Division of the Breach of the High Court. There is BPT Act under Division of High Court, where Bombay Port Trust people would get treatment at BPT hospitals. There are some charitable schemes given by government for BPL card holders or the weaker section of the societies, where beds, RMO services, nursing care, linen, water, etc. are to be required for the treatment of the general specialty. Following fact of the ingredient of the treatment of the charitable hospital shall provide medical examination treatment in each department of the hospital totally free of the cost. The members of the monetary committee of the treatment indulged in the charitable hospitals are governed by Joint Charity Commissioner of Maharashtra or Mumbai, Joint Commissioner of Health Services, Mumbai, Secretary or Nominee Associated of the Hospitals in Mumbai, Head Office, Health Officer of Municipal Corporation of Greater Mumbai. The Monitoring Committee shall have a Joint Charity Commissioner or his nominee as a chairman, civil surgeon and a health officer from Zilla Parishad member, representative of the charitable hospital under this. So they would monitor entire the working fashion of the charitable hospitals and take further of all the rules and implementations under this. Let's go ahead with the notifiable disease. Notifiable disease is any disease that is required by law to report it to the government health authorities. The collation of information allows the authorities to monitor the disease and provides early warning, possibly the outbreaks. For example, health authorities have to document and furnish the documents about the notifiable disease to health government health agencies, even by private hospitals, so that timely action can be taken. The details of the notifiable disease such as AIDS, chickenpox, cholera, dengue, fever, diphtheria, plague, smallpox, tetanus, tuberculosis, and other etc. like other disease are captured. National and international health schemes. A solid understanding of system is essential for all participants, provider, consumers, payers, and policymakers. The system uses resources such as facilities and persons and technologies. The healthcare system is intended to deliver health services and health goals of the healthcare system. Therefore, assessment of resource, their proper allocations, efficient utilization, and important considerations for providing efficient health services to achieve health for all, which has set a goal of expanding of 5% for the country's GNP on health rate. Different countries of different categories of health manpower in India, apart from doctors, nurses, and other categories of health manpower, multipurpose workers, trained, dyes, health assistants, pharmacists, or lab technicians are taken into consideration. American healthcare system or a structure. Let's understand what American healthcare system or a structure is all about, from which we have adopted the entire healthcare system planning and designing for the government. In US, there can be classified government non-profit organizations or proprietaries based on ownership. Government hospitals in turn are classified as federal, state or local. Federal hospitals serve as a group eligible as the result of some which would be registered for Veteran Administration Hospital or several certain veterans. Not-so-profit hospitals are for public corporation exempted from the tax, mostly are government-run or NGO-sponsored. Stockholders who receive a return on equity on publicly held companies or IPO-owned companies are solid trade in the market and general public by buying the shares and their performance in terms of earnings. Ambulatory care. Ambulatory care includes wide range of practitioners setting services for walking and non-institutional patients. In daycare procedures, the patients are admitted in morning around 7 or 8 and discharged by 8 in the night. This does not include indoor patients. They are included into headcount at the indoor patient at the count of midnight. Government insurance plans in US, basically in addition to private insurance plan, the two major public service of the social are like Medicare and Medicaid of the Social Security Act of Medicare. The federal government is responsible, and eligibility criteria for the people in US are to be included of those people who are aged at 65 years and above, or they who are permanently or totally disabled. Medicaid is joint recommendation by federal government to provide through the recipient, including inpatient, outpatient, physician's office care or laboratory X-ray, family planning services, mental health services, early periodic diagnostic test, screening and treatment services. The structure and the function of the public health system in the United States. Basically, there is a DHHS, Department of Health and Human Service, which is primary site of public health activity. Operations arms at public health service, including National Institute of Health, NIH, and the Health Resource of Service Administration. For Food and Drug Administration, there is FDA, Agency for Toxic Substance, there is ATSDR, and Substance Abuse, SAMHA. Similarly, we in India also have different authorities, different sections under these sections. There is a local health department in USA which conduct following activities like offering child immunization for 96% people, concerned with the communicable disease, which is for infectious disease surveillance. There are state environmental laws regulating private water and sewerage water system. It is responsible for tuberculosis, human immunodeficiency virus counseling and testing. Similarly, in United Kingdom, from where the entire system of nursing or the health has been taken into consideration as Britishers used to rule India. So, entire system of healthcare is taken forward from United Kingdom itself, where NHS, DHS and RHA, regional health authorities, are being taken into consideration. Based on the similar manner, the health delivery system in India has been categorized into following sections: primary healthcare centers, sub-centers, hospitals, health centers, community health centers, which act as the primary public health sector first point of contact between the government agencies and the medical infrastructures. The rural hospital or district hospital, these are basically teaching hospital attached to medical college or a hospital. A specialized hospital for regional, basically for ophthalmology or mental health, or for the regional institute of orthopedic or a cancer training center. Health insurance schemes which are being given into the rural hospitals, ESIC scheme or government CGHS scheme, other agencies like defense, railways, Indian Armed Force, shipping corporations, etc. are being given a different categories into district hospital, rural hospitals. There are certain private sector hospitals where private hospitals, polyclinic dispensaries and nursing homes, general practitioners and clinic. The private hospitals include hospitals run on profit basis, no loss, no profit basis, or corporate hospitals like Apollo, Fortis or Manipal for that purpose. Voluntary health agencies like Indian Red Cross Societies or ICCRW or Family Planning Association of India. The national and international health programs under the international agencies like WHO, UNICEF, UNFPA, World Bank, SIDDHA, DINDA, NORAD, USAID. There are certain health programs, national health programs taken by India, like National Malaria Eradication Program, National Filaria Control Program, National Leprosy Eradication Program, National Tuberculosis Control Program, National AIDS Control, National Iodine Deficiency Disorder Control Program, and Control for Blindness, Reproductive and Child Health, and National Geneva Worm Eradication Program. There are other national health programs which are being taken for family welfare, National Water Supply and Sanitation Program, Minimum Need Program, Development Program, and Integral 20-point program for the rural. Voluntary health agencies. There are various voluntary health agencies filled in India. These voluntary health agencies provide comprehensive care for leprosy service, anti-tuberculosis service, immunization, emergency service, or MCH. They supplement the work of government agency. They include both national and international health agency. Some of these agencies working in India are Red Cross Society. It carries out relief, milk supplies, care of soldiers during war, family planning service, and blood bank service. Hind Kush Nivaran Yojana, which carries out leprosy activities or eradication of leprosy. Indian Council for Child Welfare, which is opportunity and facilities by the law which empower the child welfare. Tuberculosis Association of India, which categorizes into different eradications and health education for the tuberculosis. Bharat Sevak Samaj, which is important activity important for sanitation in the village. Kasturba Memorial Fund, which which is improving the lot of women, in especially in Vimage, where Gram Sevak or Sevikas are being provided to educate the people for communicable and most violent diseases. Family Planning Association, it is independent. It is identified with the active family planning activities in India. There's a blind association, Rotary clubs, professional bodies, health program associations of Government of India, like national health programs for control and eradication of sanitation, nutrition, control of population, and rural health. Indigenous systems like Ayurveda, homeopathy, Yunani, or Siddha, most of the practitioners of these systems practice in rural. The treatment prescribed are relatively cheap. The systems are deeply rooted into Indian culture. At present, the doctor population in the country is 1:2148. There are 45 nurses, midwives per 6.8 beds. They are now 23,666 primary healthcare centers and 2,962 community health centers in India. The government-sponsored international agencies include the United Nations, World Health Organization, other UN agencies like UNDP, Food and Agriculture Organization, United Nations Fund for Population Relief, Refugees, and International Labor Organizations. These bilateral agencies of US agencies like International Development and Swedish International Development Authorities. There are several non-government agencies like Indian Red Cross, Rockefeller Foundations, Relief Everywhere, or Care Foundation, Ford Foundations, Milk Bank, Aga Khan Foundation, etc. Different activities by the health, international health, like quarantine, the definition limited to communication of the disease for the period of time, not longer than the incubation period of the disease. It usually is implemented, we would better understand this quarantine definition during COVID, where people were quarantined for first for 14 days, then for 7 days. So understanding the incubation period of the COVID. It usually implemented in various airports, railways, roadways, etc., to prevent the spread of the disease and reservoir of the disease. Segregation of the concept of the quarantine level of working employees like travel guides. All travelers are exposed to yellow fever by passing through endemic zone of yellow fever, must possess a valid international certificate for vaccination against yellow fever. Notification of the disease under IHH, following disease are made notified to WHO in Geneva and subject to international surveillance, like cholera, plague, yellow fever, polio, rabies, Lewis bone typhus, influenza, malaria, and salmonella. WHO. The WHO, which came into existence in 7th April 1948, which is celebrated as World Health Day, and the objective of the WHO is to attainment by all people of highest level of health. Activities of the WHO are mostly communicable disease control, such as HIV, tuberculosis, malaria, yellow fever, viral hemorrhages, non-communicable diseases like cancer, cardiovascular disease, genetic disorder, mental disorder, drug addiction, nutrition disorders, or any other dental diseases, family health, which includes maternal child care or human reproduction, nutrition, and health education, occupation or environmental health problems such as quality of air, food, and health conditions of the work, or radiation protection, etc. According to WHO, the health statistics published are widely expected. The variety of morbidity and mortality statistics related to health, such as weekly epidemiological record, World Health Statistics, both quarterly or annually, international classification of disease, or programs dealing with biomedical research, education of training of health persons, collaborations with organizations such as UN, US, Centers of Disease Control, or prevention of preventions, or public health laboratory services in UK or Canadian Addiction Research Foundations. The headquarters of WHO, which is in Geneva, there are 6 different organizations. East Indian Asia office is located in New Delhi. All offices are having permanent staff reinforced for the temporary advisory or short-term consultant basis. Unfortunately, the work of WHO, which has been severely compromised by defaulting donor nations, the United States is by far the largest defaulter, with outstanding debts of $1.4 billion in 1996. UNICEF. It is the United International Children's Emergency Fund, which was established by the UN agencies in 1946. Now the agency is known as UB Children's Fund. Its headquarters in New York, where his regional office in South Central Asia is in New Delhi. UNICEF is active in the field of child immunization, child nutrition, family and child welfare, and child education. Rockefeller Foundation's programs include the training of the component of medical teachers, research projects, and grant in certain institutions for the research product. At present, the foundation is actively supporting the improvement of agriculture, family planning, and rural training centers, and medical education. The CARE Foundation, which provides emergency and long-term development assistance. In India, it is supporting integrated child development scheme and development of programs in the area of health and income supplementation. DANIDA, it is providing the assistance to development of service under National Blind Control Program. The health programs of developing nations. The term developing and developed countries are loosely used in relation to the gross nation project product. The World Bank classifies nations into low-income economies with per capita GNP of less than $350 in 1991. Well, a half of the world's population, are about 3.5 billion people, are live in the countries in the poorest group. Over 80% of the people live in the nations that are collectively having less than 20% of the world's wealth and productive capacity. Many health programs in the developing world arise from the integration of three forces: infection disease, especially for of the infants and young children, malnutrition, and uncontrolled population growth. The developing countries are experiencing a problem of population explosion. The population is relatively young, 35% of the below age of 13. The higher population density favors the spread of communicable disease. So, population pressure not only the drains of food resource leads to widespread of malnutrition also. It also sets the stage for epidemics. Malnutrition enhances the susceptibility of infection, and infection enables the metabolic disorders. Thus, three problems, population pressure, malnutrition, and infection, are reinforced to one another. There is a gap in life expectancy at the birth between deployment and developing country. While higher life expectancy and lower infant and child mortality rate characterize the developed countries, the opposite is true for developing countries. Apart from this, in the developing countries, there is an increase in environmental damage, occupational disease, and accidental death. Thus, it related to increase in trust or economic background of how the healthcare facilities could be developed in a proper way to suffice all the needy and poor people. Thank you.